Blog Talk Radio.
Jack gave ya, oh yeah. Jack gave ya, yeah yeah. Jack gave ya beautiful girl of this one personal design. Lonely nights, good I say. 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 Oh oh, girl, they keep on stepping on to you. And you're an innocent heartbreaker. Your beauty is a troublemaker. Oh, girl, they keep on stepping up to you. You're an innocent heartbreaker. Your beauty is a troublemaker.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Inner City Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Dawood El-Amin, coming to you out of the city of Wilmington, North Carolina, 365 days a year. This is your Inner City Wake Up Call this morning. Announcements this morning, as usual, we go to the events calendar at No Covers. You go to No Covers, go to our events page, and you will find the Inner City Business Directory, a list of all the black businesses in Wilmington that we have so far. Again, if your business is not listed, please send it to NoCovers, N-O-O-Covers, @gmail.com. Also, we have a list of the events coming up for the month of February. They will be up by the end of today, I promise. But tomorrow night, the 25th, I want you to go ahead and pack out Williston tomorrow night. Parents that go, children that go to Williston will be going there next year. Pack it out. Get the information on the new school, the new design that they have coming with this language arts program. Don't hate something until you understand something. You got to figure out what's going on first. See what's happening. See how it can benefit our children. Believe me, foreign language works. I'm living testimony. My children are in college doing well. And I haven't spent a dime out of my pocket with the early college program because they qualified because they knew that language. You get that language up under your belt as soon as you can. We taught our children Spanish at an early age. Now, more announcements that come to follow. I want to take some time this morning and go over, and I'm not playing and joking this morning. I don't want y'all to think I'm up here joking. Kevin said he wanted a sermon. And Kevin said he wanted a sermon, and I plan to give him one this morning because this sermon is for Kevin and the children, the youth of Israel, because I get so frustrated with us old people thinking we know everything and not putting no trust in these young people. So this morning, I'm going to give Kevin what he asked for. And I don't want you to think I'm playing you all in the video. I got my book here with me, so, you know, I know this book by the back of my hand. My father was a minister, and I did grow up with the book every day. So I know it real well. But what happens is a lot of times you get frustrated with church because you don't see yourself in the book. You get frustrated because the pastors today don't even see themselves in the book. And we're written all in the book. That's why I named this a sermon for Kevin and the youth of Israel. So now let's go back and when we was in church school, Bible school. Let's go back to David. There was David. We know the story. You know it real well. David slew Goliath. But let's look at the details of the story. Let's look at how David got from point A to point B. David was Jesse's little son, the little baby boy, the youngest one. And Samuel had to go to Jesse's house to find the king, the next king of Israel, because God had got upset with Saul because Saul was acting in a manner unfit a king. He was running over his community unrighteously, doing all kind of wicked things in his community, getting away, taking bribery money, doing everything he should do. So God said, look, I'm done with Saul. Samuel tried to plead with God. God told Samuel, I'm done with Saul. Go to Jesse's house and find me my next king. So he goes to Jesse's house and he starts to look at all the boys. And he looks at the boys and they come in, they line up and Saul said, he ain't here. He ain't, I can't find him. So he says, is this all your boys? He said, well, I got a ruby red one outside, a little, you know, a little sheep herder. He got there in the back. He's going to bring him in. And he brought him in, and it was David. And Saul said, this is the one. He began to pour it all over his head and said, this little youngster, this little ruby red one, the one y'all didn't know about, he's going to be the next king of Israel. I hope you can follow where I'm going with this morning. So now he's going to be the next king. Now, what Samuel was afraid of, he was afraid of the word getting back to Saul. Now, let's take the story forward to the Philistines challenging the Israelites and Goliath. They got this big monster named Goliath, this big old soldier, his name is Goliath. He comes out every day, he taunts the lions. Don't nobody want to fight Goliath, because Goliath, he fit, he ready. He ready to throw down. He saw you on sight. David comes in, and he's by now Saul's harp player. Because, see, Saul ain't got slick. The word done got back to Saul. Believe me, they don't tell you that in the scripture because they don't really know scripture that well. But the word done got back to Saul that Samuel had anointed David. So Saul makes David his harp player. So David comes up before Saul and says, look, man, I'm tired of playing this harp. You know, I've been playing this fiddle for a minute. I want to go out here and fight this dude. Yo, big dude. Saul look at him like, look, man, you can't fight him. David said, I got this. I got this. Believe me, I took on a bad alliance before my father. I got this. Let me go fight, dude. So Saul gives David his armor. Check this out now. Saul gives David his armor. David said, I can't wear this armor because this armor don't fit me right. I got to put on a different coat of armor. The armor you want me to wear don't fit me right, Saul. So he takes and says, I'm stripping this. I'm going to get me some real armor. He go get his five smooth stones because he go get it. Now, Saul, he slick. He don't like David anyway because he already know David going to be the next king. That replaces him. So he's hoping, really on the side, they don't say this, but he's hoping David go out there and get his butt out. He hoped Goliath just take him out, make his day. Then he ain't got to worry about no another king coming up. David goes out there, y'all know the story. He take his five from the stone. Goliath come up, he put the stone in there, wind that bad boy up, boom, bam, pop him inside his head, and it's over. Lights out, rest of Israel, story, history, done, done, gone, bam. Now, he becomes the next king of Israel. Jonathan, another sidebar story, which is David's son, Saul's son, becomes David's best friend. And matter of fact, Calvin, I'm going to throw this at you while I'm here. Most people don't know, they really study scripture. Jonathan and David were in-laws. Just hold that one for a second. I'll get back to you in a minute. Now, let's go back. Let's rewind and find ourselves in the scripture. Yeah, okay, David. I see you, Calvin. Yeah, that's our David. Saul. See, Saul is these power brokers, these old Israelites, these old, I think I'm in that class, but I'm trying to in the middle. I'm trying to get out of that class. I'm not trying to be an old head that don't want to give up leadership to the young people. See, Saul represents that stubborn class that's ruling over Israel, that the young people are now coming up, but they don't want to give it up. They don't want to give up the power. They don't want to give them the jewels to the temple. So Samuel already anointed David. These young people out here already been anointed to take us further, but some old heads sometimes get in their way and don't give them the tools that they need to move forward. So David had to go to the brook because, see, Saul wanted him to put on his armor. Yeah, he wanted him to look like him, talk like him, act like him, be like him. And David was like, no, I can't wear that. I got to wear what, you know, these dreads, they fit me. You know, this swag. It works for me, this little, the way I move, this fits me. I got to get rid of your armor. I got to get these five smooth stones. I got to get this style that fits me. Because your style is old, Saul. I can't wear your style no more. I got to go with what fits me because I'm coming to face Goliath. Yes, seven members on the school board, Goliath, yes. City of Wilmington, Mayor Sappho, Goliath, yes, changing the police department, yes, Goliath. I got to go face a giant, and in order to beat this giant, I got to go with what I know. I got to work with these five smooth stones so I can knock this schoolboy head off, little old rubbish boy named David, who they thought was nothing, thought was going to be nobody. Now, what about Jonathan? David ended up marrying Michelle, which was Jonathan's sister. That's why in the scripture, every time Saul tried to kill David, Jonathan was rescued. Now, Jonathan was Saul's son. He was part of that clique. But every time Saul tried to kill David, after he slew Goliath, Jonathan was here for the rescue. Here I come, Kevin. Here we come, community. See, we Kevin's Jonathan. Every time these old heads try to come at Kevin, I want y'all to gird your lines up. I want y'all to get busy. I want y'all to get ready.
and protect him like Jonathan protected David from the old heads, so that David can go knock out Goliath, so that Israel can move forward. Are you with me this morning? I'll make the book dance, because my daddy say, yeah, that's us in scripture. See, scripture is nothing unless you can see yourself in it. Scripture does no good if it's sitting there, it's just dead letter. But once you can see the revelation come forward, and you can see us, yes, us community, in the book. All day long, we walk right off the pages. Yeah, that's us, the new Israel. And we got our David. And we got us five smooth stones. And we coming on May the 15th, whether you like it or not, we coming with an army full, girded up, to knock Goliath brains out of his head so we can have a new day in Wilmington, North Carolina. I love y'all. I'm your brother. No covers. Did I do that in 10 minutes? Did you get your sermon, Kevin? I'll pass the collection plate this evening. Peace and blessings. Y'all have a blessed day.